Shalom to all. Today we're learning Maseches Adarim, Perek Tes, Mishnah Beis, Mishnah Gimel. And today's Mishnahs are being learned B'schos Esther Bas Rachel, Shishi B'zecher to find your Ziva Gehagon, B'Karav Mamish. And we continue with more kulas from Rabbi Eliezer. Va'odam Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer also says Paischen B'Noilod. We could find the Pesach for his neder with Noilod, with something brand new that just cropped up now. That when the person made the neder, it was very unlikely that such a thing would be. Still, this would be a valid Pesach. V'Cham Ayshem V'Cham Asher this type of Pesach. And we continue explaining. Ketzad, what's an example? So Amr, let's say a person said Kainim She'ani Nenolish Pliny. I'm not having benefit from that guy. Benasa Seifer, and that fellow became a big Talmud Chacham, he became a Paisek, and everyone asks him Shilas. And the Neder wants to ask him Shilas as well. Or that fellow who had the Neder made on him is marrying off his son very soon. And the Neder wants to be able to go to the Chasana. But Amar, and he says, if I knew that he'd become such a big Talmud Chacham, or that he'd be marrying off his child, I never would have made such a Neder, or something similar. Let's say a person said, I'm not going into that house. And it became a shul. Amar, and the guy says, Ilu Yisidish, Yunasa Beis HaKnesses, Lo Yisi Neder. If I knew that it would become a shul, I never would have made such a neder. So Rabbi Lezer allows this Pesach, and the guy's released from his neder. Whereas Racham Arsen, the Chamam Aser, because this is something which is so uncommon that the fellow would become a huge Paisek and everyone would need to ask him questions, or this house would be turned into a shul, so this is not a valid Pesach. And moving on to Mishnah Gimel to something similar, Rabbi Meir says, Yesh Dvarim Shem Kenoilod, Ve'inin Kenoilod. There are certain situations that it seems like a case of Noilod, but we don't paskin that it's Noilod, we say that it's a valid Pesach. However, in Chalmai Dimlai Lacham don't agree to him. And Kate said, what's an example of this? So let's say Amar, a fellow says, Kainim She'ini Nice is plainest She'avio Ra. Kainim, I'm not marrying that woman because her father's an evil guy. And then Amar Loi, they tell him, Mace, the fellow died. Ashasa Chuvo, he did Chuvah and he became a tzaddik. Or the guy said, Kainim by Zesheini Nichnas, I'm not going to go into this house. Shakel of Rabbi Seichai, there's a bad evil dog in it. Ashan Nachash Beseichai, or there's a snake inside it. And Amar Loi, then they tell him, Mace Akel, the dog died. Ashan Araganachash, the snake was killed. Saharein Kenoilod, this is like a case of Noilod. However, Ve'inan Kenoilod, we don't paskin that it's Noilod, and we say that this is a valid Pesach. However, the Chamim do not agree with him, and they hold that this is a case of Noilod. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow's Mishnah Dan Hey with more scenarios. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.